briefly touch on the highlights of how Brexit is impacting the medical device companies marketing their products to the UK in 2021. First, UK will not be transitioning to EU MDR or IVDR since the hard Brexit happened at the end of December in 2020 and ahead of the application date of EU MDR and IVDR. Instead, UK is staying with MDD, AI MDD, and IVDD, and they will be making changes in the future as necessary and appropriate for their market. Let's quickly discuss the impact of this decision on CE mark, registration in UK, notified bodies, and conformity assessment. As far as the CE mark validity is concerned, the MHRA will recognize the CE mark for the devices until June 30th, 2023. This will apply to products CE marked under the MDD, IVDD, AIMDD, MDR, and IVDR. And all Class 1 and general IVD manufacturers can continue to self-declare their products. There is a new requirement for registration of devices with the MHRA, and the timelines are as follows. All Class 3 medical devices and IVD list A devices plus Class 3 implantable devices have a deadline of May 1st, 2021. All Class 2B non-implantables and 2As in IVD list B products have a deadline of September 1st, 2021. And all Class 1 medical devices and general IVD devices have a deadline of January 1, 2022. On January 1st of this year, UK notified bodies became UK approved bodies, and the UK notified bodies can conduct UK conformity assessment. Now the device manufacturers can use UK approved bodies to perform UK conformity assessment and get their UK conformity assessment marking. However, the UK CA marking will not be mandatory until July 1, 2023. Another new requirement is the UK responsible person, and this is applicable to manufacturers without a presence in the UK who will need a UK responsible person. And UK RP can be an individual or a company, and it is similar to EU authorized representative. MHRA has tried to keep the transition simple, and those are the highlights of the impact of Brexit on medical devices being marketed to the UK in 2021.